In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spiritism is a form of divination by means of the spirits of the deceased in order to know secret things. Something especially serious is spiritism through mediums, or people who lend the spirits their voice, their gestures, and their writing, so that they can manifest themselves and answer the questions that are asked of them. Let us remember some texts from the Word of God where divination and spiritism are prohibited. There must never be anyone among you who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire of sacrifice, who practices divination, who is soothsayer, augur, or sorcerer, weaver of spells, consulter of ghosts or mediums, or necromancer. For anyone who does these things is detestable to Yahweh your God. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to verse 12. You will not practice divination or magic. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. Any man or woman of yours who is a necromancer or magician will be put to death. They will be stoned to death. Their blood will be on their own heads. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. And the church tells us, you are not allowed to participate in spiritism meetings with or without a medium, using hypnotism or not, even when they present an honest and pious appearance. You are not allowed to question the souls or spirits and listen to the answers of those questions. You are not allowed to have any relationship with spirits. Spiritism often implies divination or magical practices. For this reason, the church warns the faithful to beware of it. Catechism of the Catholic Church 2117. Some spiritualists, to communicate with the deceased, now use technical means such as tape recorders, radio, television, computer, telephone. But do not be fooled even if the spiritualist says a prayer at the beginning of the session or has the room full of religious pictures or images, because the evil spirits are the ones with whom they communicate. Spiritism is not healthy. It is frequently pathological. It creates bonds that sometimes need prayer of deliverance. Archbishop Bolobanek says, "In my experience, I have come to the conclusion that all those who have practiced spiritism generally have negative thoughts, and sooner or later, in difficult situations in life, think about taking their own life, and some of them do." In 1855, a quarter of the hundreds of insane persons in the Zurich Hospital in Switzerland were spiritists. Even the spectators are not protected against the influence of evil spirits, and therefore, after having attended spiritism meetings, there are many people who manifest serious problems of insomnia, headaches, or worse. Father Gabriel Amorth, who founded in 1992 the National Association of Italian Exorcists, says, "Many times, I have had the case of parents who have brought me very young children, who after one or several spiritism meetings, which they attended like a game, could no longer study or rest or eat well." A lady said that she had contacted a spirit, that it was good, because it said good things to her and taught her to pray. After some years, when the lady was already tied to that spirit, the spirit began to say bad things to her and to blaspheme. The lady left the spirit, but she already had many evil influences. She was constantly disturbed by voices that would not let her sleep nor work. Father Pellegrino Ernetti says, "A professional person said to me, 'Father, help me, free me from an evil spirit that haunts me. When I go to sleep, turn off the light, I feel him next to me and it disturbs me and does not let me sleep.' It was all due to attending a spiritism meeting." Therefore, whoever is still in doubt about these situations, think about the possible danger of communicating with Satan, so in that way you can avoid any form of spiritism. Let's talk about true cases. A woman said, "Some years ago, my sister died, and this aggravated my depression. I had a guilt complex and really wanted to contact her to tell her that I loved her very much and everything I felt since my sister died. Someone told me about a psychophony center where, under the guidance of experts, one could communicate with those in the afterlife. This was presented as the result of a proven scientific investigation. The researchers had captured a radio wave called a white wave, through which it was possible to talk to the deceased. I fell into the trap." I went with my mother to the psychophony center, where a man freely received people who wished to speak with their deceased. There were about 25 people in a room where there was a huge radio with strange antennas. The person in charge asked us to put ourselves in mental communication with the desired person from beyond, and after a few moments, we began to hear voices. Suddenly, one of the ladies who was present in the room was called by her name. She was the mother of a child who died in an accident. That youthful voice was introduced with the name of the deceased youth. The two spoke for a few minutes. Then it was our turn. A voice came up with my sister's name and called out to me. The voice greeted my mother and spoke of things about my family. I asked a few things and the voice answered me. It all happened in about 3 minutes. After the session, the person in charge told me that he wanted to teach me the automatic writing technique, and I started to practice this technique at home, thinking I was talking to my sister. After some time, when inexplicable discomforts happened to me, I understood that it was a dialogue with the devil. Before going to the psychophony center, I felt bad, and now I felt much worse. I felt the presence of invisible beings in my house. I couldn't sleep or study. I was like a monster. I hated everyone, and most of all, I hated myself. And the visits to the psychologist and the psychiatrist were of no use to me. Finally, I went to an exorcist priest and began attending a prayer group. I also began to pray the Holy Rosary, confess frequently, and attend Mass. In this way, I was totally improved. Now, after 8 years, I have a professional degree, I'm married, and I have 2 children. Everything thanks to God. Another case. When I was young, I started to get into Spiritism. I'd been baptized as a child, but my family was not a practicing Catholic family and was almost totally ignorant of the teachings of the Church. My mother became ill, and this led us to look everywhere for her health, because the doctors couldn't help her enough. We also sought the path of Spiritism, especially because in my country, Brazil, there are many Spiritist healers. However, my mother's state of health did not improve, not even with Spiritism or magical practices of rites of various religions. One day before she died, my mother told me, "My son, remember that these religions deceive us and promise false things. The only religion which has never deceived me or promised me easy promises is the Catholic religion." So I had started to feel bad. I heard and felt inexplicable noises and invisible presences in the house, having attended a Spiritism session with some friends, and I began to feel terrible anguish and indefinable pessimism. Thanks to God and to our mother, the Virgin Mary, all this ended when, after my mother's death, I remembered the words she had said to me before she died. I began to attend church and pray the Holy Rosary, to go to confession, to participate in Mass. And that's how I found peace and the joy I lost. Another case. My name is Kate, and I lost my husband in the year 1992. This event brought me closer to the faith after many years of being away from the church. I started going to confession every week, going to Mass frequently, and praying every day. On one occasion, I heard about the possibility of communicating with those in the afterlife through a tape recording. I thought I could get in touch with my deceased husband through this medium and began to make test recordings. One day when I went to sleep, I heard a voice on my pillow calling me, "Kate, Kate." I immediately thought, "God is giving me the opportunity to hear my husband." After a few days, I realized that he couldn't be my husband, because when I began to pray, I heard in my mind a voice that overcame my prayer and started to blaspheme. At night, I couldn't sleep. Sometimes it seemed that someone was holding my arms. I went to tell my parish priest everything, and he advised me never to do the test of hearing my husband with the tape recorder, and pray more. I intensified the prayer of the Holy Rosary, and these phenomena have disappeared. Another case. Andrea Gemma, an Italian Roman Catholic exorcist bishop of Isernia, Italy, says, "One day at the beginning of Lent, Lino came accompanied by his parents. He was an only child. He lived in northern Italy. At the first exorcism, it became clear that it was a difficult case, and he began to manifest superhuman forces. Everything had started since he had participated in a Spiritism session. His parents showed me a strange photograph, where behind Lino was a figure of horrible sharp outlines that appeared to be the most traditional representations of the devil. He spoke in a strange language, saying all the words backwards. For example, instead of saying Virgin Mary, he would say Nigriv Iram, It was a surprise to me, and I was able to verify the ability of the demon when the devil wants to instill fear. The exorcism sessions were daily during Lent. Finally, on Holy Saturday morning, we did a new exorcism. I noticed that Lino was holding a Masonic star in his hand and saying a few words. I don't know from where he took that object. My assistants were holding him, but there was no way to make him open his hand. Finally, after insisting with incessant prayers, he opened his hand. The object fell to the ground, and it was heard from his mouth, "Now I must go." He was already free of the demon. Today, Lino is well and lives with his mother, since his father has already passed away, and he remains firm in his faith. In some families, after one of their members has attended spiritism meetings, the discord is detected, and in many cases, come insomnia and nightmares. In one of the spiritism groups, made up of about 150 people, they once received the following message, which all their members accepted as true without any discussion. The message said, "Many of you are wrong. Why not go to Mass? Go to Mass, receive communion, but do not go to confession, because confession has been abolished a long time ago." Without thinking twice, Father Arnetti said, "All these members obeyed the Spirit, which seemed good, and they all went to Mass, all received communion without having confessed, although some had not done confession for several years. Here we see a pernicious message which seems good, but which is tremendously treacherous, because the Spirit tries to get them to do communion sacrilegiously, without the proper disposition and perhaps in mortal sin." Another case. Carl, an individual who considered himself a seer, like many others whom we find on the internet these days, he says that he believed he was born with the gift of clairvoyance. He says since he was little, he saw events that occurred in the future. He believed it was a natural gift. But once married, he heard strange voices in his house and began to develop a strong tendency to take his life. One day, he visited a priest who advised him to renounce that gift. Since his resignation of that gift, he has totally lost it, which indicates that the gift was not natural. To all who have been involved in things of spiritism or magic, we advise you to say the following prayer. In the name of Jesus, and by virtue of my baptism, and through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, of the saints and angels, I renounce the spiritism, magic, and any link or bond with the evil one, and I consecrate myself totally to our sweet Jesus Christ as my God, my Lord, and Savior. Amen. This prayer can also be done in relation to divination or any other magical rite in which we have been involved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.